C. Staying clean. Ideas about personal hygiene have varied greatly through the ages. Ancient Egyptians relaxed in baths for hours every day. During the 18th century, however, many Europeans avoided bathing altogether, convinced that water carried harmful diseases. Today, many of us are obsessed with personal hygiene, but our intense scrubbing does little to lessen our growing anxieties. Our efforts to sanitize can, in fact, be detrimental to our physical well-being. Sterilizing our environment destroys the germs that challenge and strengthen our immune systems. Children today have become more susceptible to allergies and other illnesses as a result. Moreover, the use of certain chemical cleaners exposes us to harmful toxins and may help create dangerous new strains of bacteria that have adapted to resist these chemicals. Attempts to rid ourselves of germs are both unrealistic and perilous. There are thought to be 10 times more microbes in our bodies than there are human cells. Without these germs, we would perish within a few weeks. Microbes on our skin help protect it from disease, while those in our gut produce a vitamin essential for blood clotting. We need germs to live, and it's time we accepted that fact.
Questions. Number 15. What does the speaker say about 18th century Europeans? Number 16. What does the speaker suggest about efforts to be germ-free?